Jesus was arraigned before the procurator, who questioned him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
As you say. Yet when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he had made no reply. Then Pilate said to him,
surely you hear how many charges they bring against you.
He did not answer him on a single count, much to the procurator's surprise. Now, on the occasion of a festival, the procurator was accustomed to release one prisoner, whom the crowd would designate. They had at that time a notorious prisoner named Barabbas. Since they were already assembled, Pilate said to them,
which one do you wish me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, the so-called Messiah?
He knew, of course, that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was still presiding on the bench, his wife sent him a message.
Do not interfere in the case of that holy man. I had a dream about him today, which has greatly upset me.
Meanwhile, the chief priests and elders convinced the crowds that they should ask for Barabbas and have Jesus put to death. So when the procurator asked them,
which one do you wish me to release for you?
They cried aloud,
Barabbas. Then what am I to do with Jesus, the so-called Messiah?
They all cried, crucify him.
Why? What crime has he committed?
But they only shouted the louder, crucify him! Pilate finally realized that he was making no impression and that a riot was breaking out instead.
He called for water and washed his hands in front of the crowd and declared, I am innocent of the blood of this just man.
The responsibility is yours. The whole people said in reply,
let his blood be upon us and our children.
At that, he released Barabbas to them. Jesus, however, he had first scourged, then he handed him over to be crucified. Procurator's soldiers took Jesus inside the praetorium and collected the whole cohort around him. They stripped off his clothes and wrapped him in a scarlet military cloak. Weaving a crown of thorns, they fixed it on his head and stuck a reed in his right hand. Then they began to mock him by dropping to their knees before him, saying, they also spat at him. Afterward, they took hold of the reed and kept striking him on the head. Finally, when they had finished making a fool of him, they stripped him of the cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him off to crucifixion. On their way out, they met a Cyrenian named Simon. This man they pressed into service to carry the cross. Upon arriving at a site called Golgotha, a name which means a skull place, they gave him a drink of wine flavored with gall, which he tasted but refused to drink. When they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among them by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Above his head, they had put the charge against him in writing.
This is Jesus, King of the Jews.
Two insurgents were crucified along with him, one at his right and one at his left. People going by kept insulting him, tossing their heads, saying, "So you are the one who was going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself, why don't you? Come down off that cross if you are God's son." The chief priests, the scribes, and the elders also joined in the jeering. "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. So he is the king of Israel. Let's see him come down from that cross. Then we will believe in him. He relied on God. Let God rescue him now if he wants to. After all, he claimed, 'I am God's son.'" The insurgents who had been crucified with him kept taunting him in the same way. From noon onward, there was darkness over the whole land until mid-afternoon. Then toward mid-afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud tone, bystanders who heard it remark, "He is invoking Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran off and got a sponge. He soaked it in cheap wine and, sticking it on a reed, tried to make him drink. Meanwhile, the rest said, "Leave him alone. Let's see whether Elijah comes to his rescue." Once again, Jesus cried out in a loud voice and then gave up his spirit.